Brother Abu Muhammad, he's going to begin the last portion of the seminar. The title is, "The latter part of this ummah will not be rectified except that which rectifies its first part."
Except by that which
rectified its first part.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, إن شاء الله تعالى, as the brother mentioned, that this program will eventually, inshallah ta'ala, come to an end by this lecture. And once again, from our scholars, this time by Shaykh Ubayd al-Jabri, hafidahullah ta'ala, when he gave a talk pertaining to صَلَاحُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ بِمَا صَلُحَ بِهِ أَوَّلُهَا, that the latter part of this ummah will not be rectified except by that which rectified its first part. So the Shaykh al-Jabri, Ubayd al-Jabri, hafidahullah ta'ala, he said, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا, or praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sent His Messenger with guidance and with His deen of the truth, so he can be prevailed over all the other religion, and Allah is enough and sufficient as a witness. And he said, and I bear witness that man has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. Brothers, come closer, inshallah. Not you, the brothers are back there. You're close enough. And he bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, فَقَدْ أَخْرَجُ الْإِمَامُ الْحَافِدُ أَبُو عُمَرْ يُوسُفِ بْنُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنُ مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ الْبَرِّ الْقُرْطُبِي, النَّمِرِ الْقُرْطُبِي, the famous Shaykh ابن عبد البر, بِسَنَدِهِ فِي كِتَابِهِ الْقَيِّمِ التَّمْهِيلِ عَنْ مَالِكْ قَالَ. He said that the Imam al-Hafid ibn Abd al-Barr, he collected in his Musnad, in his book Al-Qayyim, Al-Tamheed, with his Sanad, with his chain of narration, that Malik, Al-Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, Kana Wahb ibn Kaysan yaq'udu ilayna, wala yaqumu abadan hatta yaqula lana, اعلموا أنه لا يصلح آخر هذه الأمر إلا بما أصلح أوله. He said, Imam Malik, he was a student with the Shaykh Wahb ibn Kaysan. He was one of his teachers. He said that Wahb ibn Kaysan, when he used to sit with us and teach us, he will never leave the gathering of knowledge and teaching unless he said to us, know, K-A-N-O-W, know that nothing will rectify this ummah or the ladder of this ummah except that which rectified its first part. قُلْتُ يعني الراوي عن مالك وهو أصبغ. أصبغ said, who narrated this from Imam Malik, he said, يريد ماذا? He said to Imam Malik, what is the intent of Imam Wahb ibn Kaysan with this? What is his intent? He said, Imam Malik said, يريد باب الإسلام أو التقوى. He said, he mean with this, the first and the beginning of Islam or التقوى. قلت, يعني الشيخ عبيد الجابري, he said, واعلم أيها القارئ الكريم أن ما قاله هذا العليم الجليل وهو أبو نعيم وابن القيسان القرشي مولاهم المدني المعلم من كبار الرابعة المتوفى سنة 27 و100 مؤيدا بآية التنزيل الكريم وصحيح السنة وأثار السلف الصالح. He said, you have to know, my dear brother, the noble brother, that which this noble scholar said, meaning Abu Na'im, Wahb ibn Kaysan, Al-Qurashi, Al-Madani, he's from the fourth level of At-Tabi'een, who died in the year 127 of the Hijrah. Mu'ayyadan bi-ayat tanzeel, is supported his statement, the statement that he said, know that the latter part of this ummah will not be rectified except with that, by that whip which rectified its first part. It is supported by ayat from the Quran and an authentic sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and athars and narrations of the Salaf al-Salih. As from the proof from the Quran, the Shaykh said, he brought the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, ayah 31, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say to them, O Muhammad, if you really love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. قال الشيخ العلامة عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي, الشيخ العلامة عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي, who is one of the main sheikhs and teachers of Shaykh Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, رحمه الله, قال هذه الآية هي الميزان التي يعرف بها من أحب الله حقيقة ومن ادعى ذلك دعوة مجردة. So this ayah is the balance that can be used to know for sure who loves Allah really, who just claimed that, who just claimed that he is of Allah. فعلامة محبة الله اتباع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said the signs of loving Allah is following His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. الذي متابعته وجميع ما يدعو إليه طريقا إلى محبة الله ورضوانه. That following the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the way. And following the Prophet ﷺ in all that which the Prophet ﷺ called to, it is the way to show love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the way to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَثَوَابِهِ, and also the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَّا بِتَصْدِيقِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَامْتِثَالِ أَمْرِهِمَا وَاجْتِنَابِ نَهِيهِمَا. And this will never happen except by accepting with sidq, with truthfulness, that was the Prophet ﷺ came with from the Book of Allah and from the authentic Sunnah, and yet act upon them and act upon the commands and stay away from the prohibitions that contains in the Book of Allah and in the Sunnah of the Messenger ﷺ. فَمَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَجَزَاهُ جَزَاءَ الْمُحِبِّينَ وَغَفَرَ لَهُ ذُنُوبَهُ وَسَتَرَ عَلَيْهِ عُيُوبَهُ. Whoever does this, meaning he obeys the Messenger ﷺ, he followed him, he acts upon that which came in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah from commands, and he stayed away from the prohibition that contains in the Book and the Sunnah, he acts upon this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love him and his Messenger also, and Allah will reward him a good reward, that which Allah give to those who love Him, and He will forgive him his sins, and He will cover up his shortcomings and his sins and his mistakes. وقال الحافظ الإمام ابن كثير رحمه الله, الحافظ الإمام ابن كثير in the tafsir of this ayah said, هذه الآية الكريمة حاكمة على كل من ادعى محبة الله وليس هو على الطريقة المحمدية فإنه كاذب في دعواه في نفس الأمر حتى يتبع الشرع المحمدي والدين النبوي في جميع أقواله وأفعاله. He said, this ayah is a clear proof and it judged the people, especially those who claim that they love Allah, but they are not upon the path that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam left for us, so therefore this person is a liar in that which he claims. And he will never be truthful except if he follows the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He found the legislation that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left for us in all his statements and actions, as it occurs in the authentic hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hadith of Aisha, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد, Whoever acts upon the action that is not from our affairs, therefore it will be rejected. ولهذا قال إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحبكم الله. That's why he said that Allah said, if you really are truthful and when you say that you love Allah, therefore follow me. Meaning the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah سبحانه وتعالى will love you. أن يحصل لكم فوق ما طلبتم من محبتكم إياه ومحبته إياكم وهو من الأولى. He said meaning that if you are truthful and following the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, not only that you be truthful in loving Allah, but something else better than that will happen to you is that Allah will love you, inshaAllah ta'ala. وقد قال تعالى كذلك لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا سورة الأحزاب. Indeed you have been a messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, a good example to follow for anyone who hopes in the last day and meeting Allah سبحانه وتعالى on the last day and he remembers Allah much. قال الإمام العلامة محمد بن علي الشوكاني رحمه الله, الإمام الشوكاني رحمه الله said, أي قدوة صالحة, meaning a good example. So to follow means a good example. Not any example, but rather it is a good example to follow. وفي هذه الآية عتاب للمتخلفين عن القتال مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said this ayah was عتاب or refutation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he dispraised those people who stayed behind and didn't go and fight jihad with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أي لقد كان لكم في رسول الله حيث بذل نفسه للقتال وخرج إلى الخندق لنصرة دين الله أسوة. He said meaning, indeed it was a good example for you to follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Says the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the Messenger of Allah, yet he went out to the Khandaq, yet he went out to fight for the cause of Allah. But what about you? What's the matter with you staying behind? If the Messenger of Allah put his life in the front for the sake of Allah, what's the matter with you staying behind? وهذه الآية وإن كان سببها خاصا فهي عامة في كل شيء. And then Imam al-Shawkani said, if this ayah was revealed pertaining to these conditions and this situation of the jihad, but actually it is can be used in general sense. وقال الشيخ ابن سعدي رحمه الله تعالى في هذه الآية حيث حضر الهيجاء بنفسه الكريمة وباشر موقف الحرب وهو الشريف الكامل والبطل الباسل فكيف تشحون بأنفسكم عن أمر جاد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بنفسه فيه. He said something like this. He said, since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put himself, and you know it's not easy to go for the war, because it's not pleasant, unless for those people who knows the reward and they sincere, it is more pleasant to them than anything else, as it came in the authentic narrations. He said, since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah saying to these people, since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his life in the front, knowing the danger and what is coming from that, what is the matter with you staying behind and not trying to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And he said, واستدل الأصوليون في هذه الآية على الاحتجاج بأفعال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وأن الأصل أن أمته أسوة في الأحكام إلا ما دل الدليل الشرعي على اختصاص به. فالأسوة نوعان, أسوة حسنة وأسوة سيئة. He said that the people of knowledge, they use this ayah to deduct these rulings that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has to be followed. That's the أصل. He has to be taken. That's the good example to be followed. And that the Ummah, they have to follow the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to follow his command, especially when we have a dalil and a proof from the authentic sunnah and from the ayat of the Quran. There is no way except that the people has to submit to them and follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that. And he said, and this example is two types: uswa hasana, a good example, and uswa sayya, a bad example. قال فالأسوة الحسنة في الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن المتأسي به سالك الطريق الموصل إلى كرامة الله وسيرة المستقيم. As for the good example is pertaining to following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? For verily, whoever followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and take him as his example, he will no doubt follow the path of safety that leads to the honor of Allah subhanahu wa taala and which is the straight path. وَأَمَّا الْأُسْوَةُ بِغَيْرِهِ إِذَا خَالَفَهُ فَهُوَ الْأُسْوَةُ السَّيِّئَةُ. As for those people that take example other than the Messenger of Allah, if those people are taken as example, they go against the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If those people that take as example, they go against the Sunnah, so this is the bad example that they follow. كَقَوْلِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ حِينَ دَعَتْهُمُ الرُّسُلُ لِتَأَسِّي بِهِمْ. The likewise with the polytheists, their messengers, they called them to follow them in example. They said, إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا أَبَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّهُ وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. He said, verily we find our people and generation after generation, generation after generations, they were worshipping that which their forefathers were upon, and certainly we're going to follow their guidance. وهذه الأسوة الحسنة إنما يسلكها ويوفق إليها من كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر. He said, and this good example, nobody will be guided to it and will be made successful to follow it except someone who really hopes to meet Allah and he hopes in the last day. فإنما معه من الإيمان وخوف الله ورجاء ثوابه وخوف عقابه يحثه على التأسي بالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because that person with the iman he have and the fear for Allah and the hope to get the reward from Allah and he's aware about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all this knowledge he has incite him to take the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as example. وقال تعالى كذلك, another proof the Shaykh mentioned, وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. Whatsoever the Messenger of Allah give you, take it, and whatsoever he forbade you, stay away from it, and fear Allah, verily Allah is severe in punishment. والمعنى, the Shaykh Ubayd al-Jabir حفظه الله, he said the meaning, مهما أمركم به فافعلوه. Whatsoever command came to you from the Messenger, take it and act upon it. وَمَهْمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. And whatsoever the Messenger forbade you from, leave it alone. فَإِنَّهُ إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُ بِخَيْرٍ. That, why? Because the Prophet ﷺ does not command except that which is good. وَإِنَّمَا يَنْهَى عَنْ شَرٍ. And the Prophet ﷺ does not forbid anything except that is evil. See, the Prophet ﷺ does not command anything except that is good for us, and does not forbid anything except that is evil. And he said, with the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ, and fear Allah, for verily Allah is severe in punishment. He said, أَيْ اتَّقُوهُ بِامْتِثَالِ أَوَامِرِهِ. How are we going to fear Allah? He said, by submitting to His commands, وَتَرْكِ زَوَاجِرِهِ, and by staying away from His prohibitions. فَإِنَّهُ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ لِمَنْ عَصَاهُ وَخَالَفَ أَمْرَهُ وَأَبَاهُ وَارْتَكَبَ مَا عَنْهُ زَجَرَهُ وَنَهَاهُ. Because Allah is indeed severe in punishment towards those who disobey Him and go oppose His command, and they commit and fall into that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade and commanded to stay away from. وَنَذِيرُ آيَةِ الْحَشَرِ, and the similar ayah to this one in the Hashr, the ayah in Surah An-Nur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And warn those who oppose the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam command, warn them from a fitna. They may be afflicted with a fitna, or maybe they may be afflicted by a severe punishment. قال الحافظ ابن كثير في تفسير هذه الآية, آية النور, الحافظ ابن كثير said in his tafsir this ayah, عن أمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, meaning whoever turns away from the command of the Messenger of Allah and his way and his minhaj and his tariqah and his sunnah and his sharia, فتوزن الأقوال الأعمال بأقوال. If he wants to check the statements or the actions of anyone, we need to check him to the statements and the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فما وافق ذلك قبل وما خالفه فهو مردود على قائله وفاعله كائن من كان. Whoever statements or actions are conform and agrees to the statements and the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, therefore we take them and we accept them. But if anyone's actions or statements go against the actions or the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we reject it, And we don't care who we may came from. We don't care who we may came from. إلى أن قال فليحذر. Until when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and warn those people, they have to be warned. He said, فَلْيَخْشَى. Meaning they have to be afraid that if they go against the legislation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, batinan aw zahira, inwardly or outwardly, and تصيبه فتنة. He said that if fitna, they will be afflicted by a trial, the Shaykh Ubayd, or actually the Shaykh Al-Hafid ibn Kathir, he said, أي في قلوبهم من كفر أو نفاق أو بدعة. If they go against the command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have to be warned that they be trialed. Eh? Meaning in their hearts, and that trial may be kufr, disbelief, or it may be hypocrisy, or it may be bid'ah and innovation, wal'iyadu billah. أو يصيبهم عذاب أليم, or maybe a severe punishment touch them. He said, meaning in the dunya, بقتل أو حبس أو حد أو نحو ذلك. Not only that they may be afflicted in their hearts with disbelief or a bid'ah innovation or hypocrisy, wal'iyadu billah, also they may be punished, they may get punished in this life by what? They may get killed, or they may get put through the limits of the hudud, or they may be prison and put to jail or something like this. And he said, وَمَا أَجْوَدْ مَا قَالَهُ الْإِمَامُ الْعَلَّمَ بْنُ الْقَيِّمِ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي قَوْلِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And he said, how excellent is the statement of Al-Allama ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyya رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى pertaining to the ayah in Surah Al-Hujurat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِّ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Or you who believe, do not put forward any statements before Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, فَإِذَا كَانَ سُبْحَانَهُ قَدْ نَهَى عَنِ التَّقْدِيمِ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَأَيُّ تَقْدِيمٍ أَبْلَغُ مِنْ تَقْدِيمِ الْعَقْلِ عَلَى مَا جَاءَ بِهِ. He said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade that the people put forward themselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is more in a strong statement that the people put their intellect before the text of Al-Qur'an wal-iyadu billah. People, they put and they give precedence to the intellect, over the text of Al-Quran or the Sunnah wal-iyadu billah. قال غير واحد من السلف في معنى هذه الآية. He said, Imam Al-Qayyim Al-Jawziyya رحمه الله تعالى, he said, more than just one of the salaf, they said pertaining to this ayah, ولا تقول حتى يقول ولا تفعل حتى يأمر. Meaning, do not say nothing unless the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say something in an issue. And do not act upon anything until the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded you to act upon something. هذا هو الاتباع والحمد لله. قال ومعلوم قطعا أن من قدم عقله أو عقل غيره على ما جاء به فهو أعصى الناس لهذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأشرهم تقدما بين يديه. And he said, and it is well known with no doubt whatsoever that whoever put his intellect or the intellect of anyone else before the statements of the Prophet ﷺ and before the Sunnah, he is the most disobedient of all people to this Messenger ﷺ, and he is the most of all evil people that they put themselves forward before the Prophet ﷺ. As for the shawahid from the Sunnah, the proofs from the Sunnah, he said, ثم في سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الثابتة الصحيحة التي تلقاها أهل المعرفة بحديثه بالقبول ما تواتر به النقل عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحث على اتباعه واتباع من سلك سبيله بعده وهناك خمسة أحاديث منها. He said, as for pertaining to the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, that is established and that is authentic and that the people of knowledge, they accept it and they receive it with acceptance from that which is many narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that incites his followers and those who follow them after that on that clear path. We have five ahadith, he said. The first one, the hadith of Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu anhuma, who said, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, خيركم قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. The best of you is my generation and those who follow them and those who follow them. Imran, he said, لا أدري أذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد قرنه قرنين أو ثلاثة. Imran, he doubted. He said, I didn't know if the Prophet ﷺ mentioned two or three generations after his generation. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن بعدكم قوما يخونون ولا يؤتمنون ويشهدون ولا يستشهدون وينذرون ولا يفون ويظهرون فيهم السمة. He said, verily, the Prophet ﷺ said to the companions, there are people that come after you, they cheat, and they don't be trusted, and they witness the falsehood, and or they may be amongst you and with you, and they don't go and dying and try to go for the jihad, so they may die in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they make vows and oaths, take oaths, and they don't fulfill them, and وَيَظْهَرُ فِيهِمْ السِّمَةِ, and because they love this dunya, they're going to be fat. A lot of people amongst them are going to be fat. الحديث الثاني عن عبد الله بن مسعود, the second hadith, حديث عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه. He said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم, that the best of all people are my generation and then those who follow them and those who follow them. ثم يجيء أقوام تسبق شهادة أحدهم يمينه ويمينه شهادته. And then after this generation come a people that when they give a testimony or a witness, they even ask for. As for those who they should give testimony and witness to a fact, they refrain and they don't want to witness. Al-Iyadu Billah. Muttafaqun alayhi. So the shahid from these two hadith, that which is the shaykh related to the topic from these two hadith, anna ikhbarahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anna al-khayriya, ya'ni al-fudla hiya fi qarnihi wal-qarnayn aw al-thalata ba'dah. He said from this hadith with benefit that the good generations and the best of all these generations is manifested in his generation first, and the two generation or the three generation after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال أهل العلم المراد بقرنه أصحابه. The people of knowledge, they said, what is pertaining and meant with قرنه, meaning the Prophet's generation, meaning his companions, and those who follow them, which are التابعون, and those who follow them, which are the أتباع التابعون. قلت من الشيخ said, وهذه القرون الثلاثة هي القرون المفضلة. He said, and these three قرون, three centuries or three generations, they are the best of all generations. التي لا ينصرف لقب السلف الصالح عند الإطلاق إلا إليها. So when we use, he said, this general statement of a salaf, it does not mean any other generation than these three generations. When you use this word in general, as salaf as-salih, is meant by these three generations that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in this hadith. Al-hadith al-thalith, the third hadith, عن عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما, he said, كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر. We were with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم on a travel, on a journey. فنزلنا منزلا. So we, they said they stopped in a place to get some rest. فمنا من يصلح خباءه. He said, so then the people, some of the people, they start making their tents or whatever, fixing them up. ومنا من ينتعل. And some of people, they were fixing their shoes. ومنا من هو في جشره. And some of people, they just taking care of their the call of nature or something like this. إذ نادى منادي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة جامعة. Is there, and one of the callers, a companion, he say, As-salatu jami'ah. This is a call when the Prophet ﷺ wants to gather the companions and the Muslims to talk to them about certain affairs. He will ask someone to say, As-salatu jami'ah. When the people, they hear that, it is not an adhan, nor it is an iqama, but, and the people, when they know, they hear that, they know that the Prophet ﷺ wants to talk to them about something that is very beneficial to them. قال فاجتمعنا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال. He said, so then upon hearing that call, we came around the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and we gathered around him, and he said, إنه لم يكن نبي قبلي إلا كان حقا عليه أن يدل أمته على خير ما يعلمه لهم. He said, there is not a single prophet before me except there is a right upon him to show or to lead his, or to point his ummah to that which is good, from that which he knows, from good to them. وَيُنذِرُهُمْ عَنْ شَرِّ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهُمْ. And in the same time, he warned them against the evil, all the evil that he knows. وَإِنَّ أُمَّتَكُمْ هَذِهِ جُعِلَ عَافِيَتُهَا فِي أَوَّلِهَا. And he said that this ummah of yours is gonna be safe and protected, huh, in its beginning. وَسَيُصِيبُ آخِرَهَا بَلَاءً. And its latter part is gonna be afflicted with bala, with trials. وَأُمُورٌ تُنْكِرُونَهَا. And issues that you're gonna deny. وَتَجِيءُ الْفِتْنَةُ وَيُرَقِّقُ بَعْدُهَا بَعْدًا. And then the fitan will come, the trials and tribulations. And some of them, the fitans, when they come, the one that come after it make the first fitna in like nothing. وَتَجِيءُ الْفِتْنَةُ فَيَقُولُ الْمُؤْمِنُ هَذِهِ مُهْلِكَتِي ثُمَّ تَنْكَشِفُ. The fitna will come and the trial will come, and the believer will say, that's it, we'll destroy. But then this fitna will go away. وَتَجِيءُ الْفِتْنَةُ فَيَقُولُ الْمُؤْمِنُ هَذِهِ هَذِهِ. Then another trial come and the believer say, that's it, that's it, that's the one. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يُزَحْزَحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَيَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَلْتَأْتِهِ مَنِيَّتُهُ وَهُوَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَلْيَأْتِ إِلَى النَّاسِ الَّذِي يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُؤْتَى إِلَيْهِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ. He says, so whoever loves to be removed from the fire and to be admitted to the Jannah, let him before he die. Or he should die upon this while he's believing in Allah and the last day, and he should love for others what he loved for himself. Collect by anyone Muslim. So he said, Shaykh Ubayd Hafidhahullah, فَلْنَتَأَمَّلْ أَيُّهَا الْقَارِئَ الْكَرِيمِ مَا فِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ مِنْ فِقْهٍ عَظِيمٍ. He said, let us ponder upon and reflect upon what is contained from a great fiqh in this hadith. فَقَدْ أَفَادَ أُمُورًا كَثِيرًا. Indeed, there is a great benefits in this hadith. First of all, كمال هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ حرص على تعليم الأمة المعاملة إلى جانب العقيدة والعبادة. And how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, how excellence is the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, because not only that he taught the people the عقيدة and the worship, but also he taught them معاملة, how to deal with one another. ثانيا, the first benefit, بيان أن السلام في السير على درب من مضى من الصحابة والتابعين. Meaning that safety, our safety is following the way of the Salaf, of the predecessors, from the companions and the tabi'een. وَهَذَا نَأْخُدُهُ مِنْ قَوْلِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَإِنَّ أُمَّتَكُمْ هَذِهِ جُعِلَتْ عَافِيَتُهَا فِي أَوَّلِهَا. And the proof to this is that portion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم hadith statement, when he said, and verily your ummah, The generation actually that was saved and it was all together and they didn't have no problems, they didn't have no fitna, no tribulations, is the beginning of this ummah. إذن السلامة والنجاة والرشد والفلاح والسعادة في التمسك بهدي من مضى من الصحابة والتابعين الذين أخذوا من الكتاب والسنة الدين غدا طريا. He said, therefore, if someone is seeking سلامة, safety, سلام and peace, نجاة, safety, رشد and فلاح, upbringing and success, and سعادة, happiness. If anyone seek this, he has to hold on to the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He has to hold on to the guidance of those who came before us from the companions and from the tabi'een. Why? Because they are the one, they took the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ fresh as it was revealed. They witnessed the wahi and the revelation, and they listened to the Prophet ﷺ, they witnessed his statements, they witnessed his actions. فَالصَّحَابَةُ أَخَذُوا مِنْ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَالتَّابِعُونَ أَخَذُوا مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ. Because the sahaba, the companions, they took the ilm directly from the Prophet ﷺ, and the tabi'un, they have this makana and this high position because they took the deen from whom? From those who took it from the Prophet ﷺ directly. They are the sahaba. The fourth hadith, عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. متفق عليه. Whoever introduced anything to this deen that is not a part, that is not from it, it will be rejected. Collected by Imam Bukhari Muslim. In a narration of an Imam Muslim, only من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد, we mentioned it before, whoever acts upon any deed or action that is not from our affairs, therefore it will be rejected. ومعنى رد مردود, meaning it's going to be rejected, it's not going to be accepted from him. وما كان مردودا فكأنه غير موجود. The Shaykh Ubayd al-Jabri, حفظه الله, said, and that which is rejected is as if it doesn't exist, period. That which will be rejected if as it doesn't exist. وَالرَّدُّ إِذَا أُضِيفَ إِلَى الْعِبَادَةِ اقْتَدَى فَسَادُهَا وَعَدَمِ الْإِعْتَادِ بِهَا. And this rejection, if it's pertaining to the deed of an act of worship, it means what? If this statement means that this deed or this act of worship is rejected, means that it's fasid, corrupt. And is not, if it is, if no benefit, and it should not be counted. وَإِذَا أُضِيفَ إِلَى الْمُعَامَلَ اقْتَدَى إِلْغَاءَهَا. And but this rad and this rejection is related to the mu'amalat. If somebody like buy from somebody, or somebody like sell to someone or do some action, if it's rejected, meaning that that contract is not valid anymore. وَالشَّاهِدُ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ فِي إِخْبَارِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّ الْإِحْدَاثَ فِي الْأَمْرِ وفي أمره وهو الدين موجب لرد العمل. What is that which we have to really benefit from this hadith? Is that introducing matters into this deen automatically leads to the rejection of the deeds. If anyone introduced something to the deen of Islam, to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, even if he do acts of worship, those deeds will be rejected. وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. الحديث الخامس, the hadith of Irbad ibn Sari رضي الله عنه, who said, وَعَدَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى وَعَدَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْقُلُوبُ وَدَرَفَتْ مِنَ الْعُيُوبِ. He said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave us an admonition, an admonition that the hearts tremble and the eyes shed tears from that admonition. فَقُلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّهَا مَوْعِذَةُ مُوَدِّعٍ فَأَوْسِنَا. So then the companion, they said, oh Messenger of Allah, this admonition, it looks like it's from someone that he may die soon. Therefore, give us some advices. It may be that's the last time you're going to speak. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فَبِمَا تَعَادُوا إِلَيْنَا. In another narration, what is that which you want us to be upon? What do you want us to be and practice and be and hold on to? قال, the Prophet ﷺ said, أوصيكم بتقوى الله والسمع والطاعة. I advise you with fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hear and obey. وإن تأمر عليكم عبد حبشي. Even if the ruler that is above you, the ruler is an Abyssinian slave. فإنه من يعيش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا. However, the Prophet ﷺ said to the companion, whoever is going to live for a longer time, inshallah ta'ala, amongst you, he will see a lot of differences. فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي تمسكوا بها وعدوا عليها بالنواجذ. So therefore, the Prophet ﷺ said, therefore hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa that came after me. Hold on to it and bite on it with the molars. It is collected by Imam Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Ibn Abi Asim, and غيرهم. And the Tirmidhi said, "Hadith Hasan authentic."
Still have some time.
فالشاهد, he said, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Hold on to my Sunnah and the Sunnah of the Khalifa al-Rashidin, the rightly guided predecessors after me. Hold on to it and bite on it with the molars." هذا إخبار منه صلى الله عليه وسلم بأن في ذلك صلاح آخر أمر هذه الأمة. He said, in this, meaning, if the latter part of this Ummah wants to be rectified, room to be upright and correct, there is no way except to follow that which was was upright in the beginning, which is the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and those generations that mentioned. And he said, الشواهد من آثار السلف الصالح وأخبارهم. He said, now we bring some of the statements and narrations of the Salaf al-Salih, اعلم أي المسلم هدانا الله وإياك إلى مراشد أمورنا وسواب أقوال الأعمال أن وصايا الأئمة ونصائح أهل الفضل وجلالة القدر وعلماء الأمة بمثل ما نصح به أبو نعيم وابن كيسان رحمه الله قد تتواتر بها النقل. He said, you have to know, oh my Muslim brother, may Allah guide us and you to that which is good from the affairs, from our affairs, and that Allah guide us to that which is correct from the statements and the deeds. That the advices of the people of knowledge, the scholars, those who are high in position, the ulama of this ummah, the like of that which Abu Na'im wa Ibn Kaysan advised us, which is the topic of this lecture, that the ladder of this ummah will not be rectified, or their affairs not be rectified except by that which rectifies the first part of this ummah, mean the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim and the Tabi'een, those best generations. He said, you should know, if you use this, أَثَارِ يَسْتَبِينُ ذَلِكَ جَلِيًّا مَنْ كَانَتْ لَهُ بَصِيرًا, meaning this will become clear to anyone who has basira, has a clear guidance. وَمَعْرِفَ بِكُتُبِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُعْنِيَّ بِنَقْلِ أَصُولِ الدِّينِ, and he has knowledge about the books of the people of knowledge, those books that transmit and contains the usul, the foundation of this deen, the foundation of belief and i'tiqad, the like of what? The Shaykh Ibn Gizabu, مثل شرح أصول اعتقاد أهل السنة والجماعة, the like of the book, the explanation of the usul, the foundation of the belief and the i'tiqad, أهل السنة والجماعة للالكائي والسنن الدارمي, the sunan of Imam الدارمي, and وإليك خمسا من وصايا القوم ونصائحهم. He said, we give you a five of the nasa'ih of the advices of the imma and the scholars. The first, عن شريح أن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه كتب إليه. شريح, he was one of the rulers and umara that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu points him out on one of the places, and he wrote to him a book, meaning a book that we have some advice. He said to him, إن جاءك شيء في كتاب الله فاقضي به, if you find anything from the book of Allah, then that's what you used to use to judge between the people. ولا يلفتك عنه الرجال, and let not the opinions of the people turn you away from judging by the book of Allah. فإن جاءك ما ليس في كتاب الله فانظر سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, but if you don't find something like that in these issues in the book of Allah, then look at the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَقْدِ بِهَا, so use it and judge with it, make it the judge between the people. فَإِنْ جَاءَكَ مَا لَيْسَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ فِي سُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, but sometimes you may need a proof for a situation. You don't find nothing in the book of Allah, you go to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you don't find no hadith, you may not know of any of that. فَانْظُرْ مَجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ فَخُذْ بِهِ فَإِنْ جَاءَكَ, he said, see what the people, the scholars of that time, they agreed upon. Then follow it. فَخُذْ بِهِ فَإِنْ جَاءَكَ مَا لَيْسَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَلَا فِي سُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَلَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ فِيهِ أَحَدٌ قَبْلُكَ, he said, but if you are faced sometimes with the situation and you don't find no proof in the book of Allah, no proof in the sunnah, no proof from the sahab, statement of the sahaba ridwanullah alayhim and the people of knowledge, those who came before you, فَخْتَرْ أَيُّ الْأَمْرَيْنِ شِئْتَ, so therefore you can choose between these two matters. إِنْ شِئْتَ أَن تَجْتَهِدَ بِرَأِيكَ ثُمَّ تَقَدِّمْ فَتَقَدِّمْ وَإِنْ شِئْتَ تَتَأَخَّرْ فَتَأَخَّرْ وَلَا أَرَى التَّأْخِيرَ إِلَّا خَيْرًا لَكَ, he said, then if you're faced with, because he's Umar radiallahu anhu sent Shariah as a ruler, so people, if they have disputes, they're going to come to him. He has to judge between them. So the advice he said to him, you got to judge with the book of Allah. If you don't find in the book of Allah that which you may use in that situation, go and find in the sunnah. If you have no knowledge of the sunnah like that pertaining to that issue, see if there is any statement from those pious people before you, like the Sahaba, if they said anything pertaining to this issue. But if you didn't find in none of the above, then I got two solutions for you. Choose whatever you want. He said, إِن شِئْتَ تَجْتَهِدْ بِرَأْيِكْ ثُمَّ تُقَدِّمْ وَتُقَدِّمْ. He said, if you want, you can make tijtihad, and with your opinion that what you see, inshaAllah ta'ala, which will look to you and appears to you correct, and then go forth on that. وَإِن شِئْتَ تَتَأَخَّرْ فَتَتَأَخَّرْ. But if you want not to follow your ijtihad, and leave it alone, and not to proceed on that, وَلَا أَرَى التَأْخِيرَ إِلَّا خَيْرًا لَكَ. And he said to him, but rather I will advise you not to make no ijtihad. Subhanallah. The second قال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه. Ibn Mas'ud said in this famous statement, اتبعوا ولا تبتدعوا فقد كفيتم. Follow and don't innovate, because you were given enough. You've been sufficed. ثالثا, the third أثر, قال الشعبي رحمه الله, إياكم والمقايسة فوالذي نفسي بيده لئن أخذتم بالقياس لتحلن الحرام وتحرمن الحلال. He said, beware of analogy. Trying to make analogy to this situation according to this one. By the one whose my soul is in his hand, if you follow analogy, certainly you will make haram that which Allah has made halal, and certainly you will make halal what Allah made haram. فَمَا بَلَغَكُمْ عَنْ مِنْ حِفْظٍ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَخُذُوا بِهِ. But if you're in a situation, if you find any statements from the people of knowledge, from the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, therefore take it. Allahu Akbar. The fourth, قال الإمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله, Imam ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala said, عجبت لقوم عرفوا الإسناد وصحته يذهبون إلى رأي سفيان, يعني سفيان الثوري. So he said, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he said, I'm amazed about the affairs of certain people. They know the Isnad, meaning the narrations, and how authentic they are, this ahadith, but they leave them to go and take the opinion of Sufyan. The Shaykh Ubay said, meaning Sufyan ibn Sa'id al-Thawri. But Sufyan ibn Sa'id al-Thawri was Bahr, Hafid, Imam. He was one of the main scholars of the Hadith. But certain people, the Hadith come to them, and they leave it alone, and they go, no, we're going to take what Sufyan ibn al-Thawri said. Let's see what Sufyan, subhanAllah. So Imam ibn Hanbal, he said, I'm amazed that there are certain people that you find that they know, they're not some like layman people or common folks. They know the narration, and they know they are authentic because they have knowledge of it. He's talking about the scholars. And they leave the narrations to follow the opinions of Sufyan al-Thawri. The last statement is a statement of Al-Imam Al-Awza'i rahimahullah. This beautiful statement that the whole lecture should be upon this. All our lives should be around this statement when he said, اصبر نفسك على السنة وقف حيث وقف القوم وقل بما قالوا وقف عما كفوا عنه واسلك سبيل سلفك الصالح فإنه يسعك ما وسعهم. إمام الأوزاعي رحمه الله تعالى said, اصبر نفسك على السنة. Be patient and practice patience upon the sunnah. اصبر نفسك. Sometimes your soul may come and tell you, man, it's too much for you. Asbir, be patient upon the sunnah. وَقِفْ حَيْتُ وَقَفَ الْقَوْمِ, and stop where this first generation stopped. Don't say that which they didn't say, and don't act upon that which they didn't act upon. Stop where they stopped. وَقُلْ بِمَا قَالُوا, say that which they said. وَكُفَّ عَمَّا كَفُّ عَنْهُ, leave alone that which they left alone. وَسْلُكْ سَبِيلَ سَلَفِكَ الصَّالِحِ, and follow the path of your rightly guided predecessors. فَإِنَّهُ يَسَعُ كَمَا وَسَعَهُمْ. Really thou which benefit them, it will benefit you. Allahu Akbar. وبعد, the Shaykh said, فَأَيَا أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُ النَّاصِحُ لِنَفْسِهِ الْحَازِمُ فِي أَمْرِهِ. All who are Muslim, that he wants to advise his self, and he's determined in his issue. إِن كُنْتَ حَرِيشًا عَلَى النَّجَاةِ, if you really want safety for yourself, والفوز بسعادة الدارين, and you wanna be from those who has the success and earn, يا أخوات and the brothers, And the kids, please, inshallah, if you can be quiet, inshallah, barakallahu fikum. We have only a couple minutes, inshallah, ta'ala. So if you really want to be from those who are successful in this life and the hereafter, وَلَا إِخَالَكَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا كَذَلِكَ. And the Shaykh said, and we don't consider you, inshallah, except that you are from a people that are determined, they sincere, wants good for themselves. فَفْقَهْ مَا تَدَمَّنَتْهُ هَذِهِ الْمَقَالَةِ السَّلَفِيَّةِ. Therefore, understand. And try to understand clearly and perceive that which is contained in these Salafi statements and narrations. فَإِنَّهَا مُطَابِقَ فِي مَدْمُونِهَا مَا قَدَّمَتْهُ قَبْلَهَا مِنْ أَيْ تَنْزِيلٍ. Because it is conform, and that which contains is conform to what is contained in the ayah that we mentioned. And the authentic sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَإِيَّاكَ إِيَّاكَ أَنْ تَسْلُكَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And beware, I'm warning you, and I'm warning you to follow other than the path of the believers. وَحْذَرْ فَقَدْ قَالَ الْحَقُّ جَلَّ ثَرَاءُهُ. And be aware once again, because Allah said, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنَصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا فِي سُورَةِ النِّسَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and whoever opposes the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after that guidance has been made clear to him, and he chooses to follow other way than the way of the believers, we shall lead him to the path that he has chosen, and we shall cast him in a fire, and what a evil place to be, wal-iyadu billah. And then the Shaykh said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ikhlas, sincerity in statements and actions, and firmness upon the sunnah and in this life, and after the death. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad, ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. In the end, dear ikhwan, we want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first for giving us the opportunity to come and sit with the brothers that we love for the sake of Allah. And we thank Allah for this blessed minhaj of al-minhaj al-salafi that make us love one another, care for one another. Because there are many faces that we just met yesterday or the day before yesterday, and it feels like we know them for years. We feel comfortable with them, and we love them, and we are comfortable with them. That's because of the ni'mah and the blessings of this manhaj al-salafi that we are upon. Because it's sincere, based on sincerity, love, mahabba for one another, based on that which the Prophet ﷺ left for us. Once again, we thank the brothers of Tazkiyah al-Islamiyah, which they have their website, www.tazkiyah.org, not.com, not.net, not.gov, not.bid'ah. طيب. And we mention this once again because some of the deviant groups over here, they may use another website, they call it www.tazkiyah.com, and they said, and the brother, they said, yeah, that's the brothers from Arlington, alhamdulillah. And when they go to .com, they find all the bid'ah and innovations, and then they're going to have a bad image ascribed to our beloved brothers that are Salafis, inshallah ta'ala, in Arlington, Texas. And now, that's why you gotta be careful, is .org, O-R-G, طيب. So we thank all the brothers. We're not gonna mention name, just if we miss somebody, he may get offended or something, because we may hope to come back, inshallah ta'ala. And he wants everybody to show us the love and the kindness that they show to us. Jazahumullahu khairan, everyone. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them good in this life and the hereafter. And we advise myself and all of us